episode 213, Help Yourself to Happiness.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Oh, guess what? It is your time and my time. It's together time. It is Sisters of Impact time. I love you. And guess what? When I say happy day, it is. Today, we are talking about help yourself to happiness. Everyone desires happiness. We want to feel happy. And looking at what the word is, because it's really interesting, I'm fascinated by definitions at times, because with our whole, the way our world has kind of transitioned and evolved, words kind of get messed up and they're used sometimes wrong. And you can use words in a slang or you can use them by the original dictionary. And so today I want to look at happiness in the original dictionary. Help yourself to happiness. Don't you want happiness? Don't you want to be happy? Do you want to smile more? You want to smile more. And we're going to have fun because we're going to smile more. We are chatting. It's our time. I'm excited. Oh, you're here. Oh my goodness. Big, 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 big hug. And lots of kisses. I just wanted to give you lots of love. So happiness is something that everyone wants. But you know what? Not everybody has it. When you think about it, that is something that we should just have. It should be easy. But we let things get in our way. We let things pull us down. And a lot of that sometimes comes from our past, our upbringing, how our family structure was. Did we have a strong family structure? Was it broken? Did we have, you know, did we come from a background of two or three homes? Maybe we didn't have a home. Maybe we were more homeless, and the whole idea of having happiness would be to have a home. Where is it for you? Where is your happiness scale? The definition of happiness is this: the feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. It even goes far as to saying sense of confidence. Now, I had to go a little bit further, and I wanted to look at some synonyms, because really the feeling of showing pleasure or contentment, well, then we'd have to go and define those, because even that can be kind of misleading. So here are some synonyms I wanted to throw at you. I love saying that word, synonyms. It's just a fun word to say. Okay, cheerful, cheery, merry, joyful, jovial. Jovial's fun. I love say jovial. Jovial. You can't help but smile when you say that word. Jolly. You know, you think of Santa Claus is right, real jolly, gleeful, delighted, lighthearted, satisfied, pleased, radiant. Are you radiant today? Are you full? Are you just exuding? That's okay. Let's try that again. Maybe I've been in the ocean in the sun way too long. Radiant, pleased. Okay, wait, did I go that far? Pleased, radiant, gratified, euphoric. Oh, now that is a cool word. Think about it. Euphoric. You know, this aura about you. You're very euphoric. Overjoyed. Rapturous. Jubilant. Those are fun words. All that help us define and kind of bring a sense of what happiness is. Do you have happiness? Because you know what? You need to help yourself to happiness. It is. It's fun to have that. And a lot of it, too, is our mindset. We have been enjoying some absolutely wonderful time here on our vacation, and we're enjoying the beach, and we've had wonderful weather. However, though, we have had some storms come in. And not storms as in relationship storms and storms within the family and arguments and disagreements. None of that. Storms as in literally the rain outside. And it's amazing to me how quickly our moods change. And I watch, I love people watching, by the way, just absolutely love it. And on the beach, it's even more fun because you see all the different dynamics. And as I'm sitting there just enjoying the rays of the sunshine and just seeing all of God's creation and watching people interact and reflecting on my life and my blessings and just having a heart filled with gratitude, I also see, though, how the storms come in and how those storms just totally change how we look at things. Our mood is like literally within a blink of an eye or a snap of our fingers. And the next thing you know, we're upset. We're mad. We're frustrated. And what is it that just can tear us apart? So today, and really every day, you need to help yourself to happiness. You do. You deserve to be happy. Now, the word deserve doesn't mean that you need to be blessed with all the money in the world either. You don't need to be blessed with like the best job. You don't need to be blessed with the perfect child or the perfect marriage, because you know what? None of that exists in the world. It may look greener. The grass may look greener on the other side, but we all have struggles. Yet, we need to celebrate where we are and know that we can continue to grow and go farther within our lives. That's what is so cool about who you are. You don't have to be just who you are. You can be your best selfie. And that gives me goosebumps thinking about that. Because every day, every moment, you can say, oh, okay, well, I messed up there, but let's try the next time. We're going to work on that the next time around. And you get better and better and better. That's how you grow. Your children do the same thing. As you discipline them, they begin to learn their manners. If you're teaching them manners, they will learn. They're not going to get it right off. The word thank you doesn't come out of their mouth when they're born. So we all are growing. We all are learning. And even as we get old, yes, I'm pointing to me, as we get old, we still can grow. I am growing and learning every day. And that is what is so awesome. It's incredible to do that. Help yourself to happiness. When you do that, you are growing. Because you are telling yourself, I am not just going to be okay with status quo. I am going to accept where I am, but I'm going to continue to grow. I can be grateful and have and just be so thankful for the blessings of where I'm at, but know that things can get better. I can become my best selfie. I'm working on that. Help yourself to happiness. Don't you want to have a cheerful day, a jovial day? I love that word. Say it with me. Jovial. You cannot help but smile when you say that word. Also, think about it. We walked into a restaurant because, again, we're on vacation right now. And we walked into a restaurant and we were standing in line. It was a very, very long line. And with the big family, usually buffets are better for us. Yes. And especially when I have boys. And I have boys who like to eat. And so buffets are good. So we went to a buffet this evening. And when we went to it, I saw one of the workers, because we were standing in line for when they were very, very busy. We were standing in line probably a good 10 minutes or so. And one of the workers, I'm assuming a waitress or some form, but an employee of the place that we were at, came walking out, and she just had this look. My daughters noticed it. Even my youngest noticed it. They immediately looked at me, wanting to know my response. And all I could say is, she must have had a hard day. I pray her day gets better. Because she just had that look. It was a look of stress, of like, what do I have to live for now? As she walked out the door. No smile, nothing. Don't you want to help yourself to happiness? So smile. Smile, 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 smile. Okay? You can't help but begin to feel some joy within your heart. You can't help but to be delighted when you smile. We went to the water park with just the boys and I did. And the girls wanted to take a break. So I was like, that's fine. You stay, you rest, and I'm going to take the boys. And so we went to the water park. And as we were coming back from the water park, there was an ambulance followed by a fire truck. And we were in, I guess there was three lanes total, not counting turning lanes. And it was bumper to bumper traffic on a Friday. afternoon, you know, people were getting off work and coming to the beach all at the same time. And so it was back-to-back traffic. And here we had this emergency of needing to get this ambulance through, along with them followed by a fire truck, which came just a minute or so afterwards. So as I watched in my rearview mirror, the traffic began to pull over on the grass. And we all kind of cleared the way. Yet we all had places to go, but this took a priority. And it was awesome to see how everybody was just, they were fine with it. There was no frustration. There was nothing. Everybody just kind of cleared. And then we all started to kind of come back on. And then guess what? The fire truck showed up. So we all had to get right back off again. And my son made the comment and said, you know, Mom, you better watch out because people are going to try and cut you off. Because we've had that before. We've been in other cities, but not this one and not today. And I could not help but just have nothing but happiness within me. Like, finally, people are beginning to realize that there's more to life than just thinking about oneself in a bubble. Look around. Be observant. Know that there's something bigger and greater, which is so magnificent. And here at Create Your Now, you are creating impact. You are a sister of impact, which is awesome. And when you are of that nature, you want to help yourself to happiness. And you deserve to have that happiness. But it also comes from a mindset. So today, I really want you, okay, I want you to try on this recipe for happiness. I do. And I'm going to give it to you. All right. It's just a fun little recipe. And if you want to call it the kiss, you can call it the kiss. Because I love giving you kisses. And really, I do want to give you hugs. And I enjoy giving you virtual hugs. But one of these days, I'm telling you, we're going to give real hugs. Because I'm just a hugger. And I love you. Okay. So recipe for happiness. Are you ready for this? Because I know you just want to feel jovial, right? And you want to feel euphoric and rapturous and jubilant. Those are all awesome things. So recipe for happiness. 1 large smile. 2 cups of sweetness. A large helping of positivity. A good sense of humor. 1 cup of self-love. 2 spoonfuls of true faith. 1 spoonful of goodwill. 2 pinches of easygoing. And a heart full of love. Mix together and share with family and friends. And there, my sweet sister, you have the recipe for happiness. You need to help yourself to happiness. Go out and start with a really large smile. Even when you're flustered, make yourself smile. Because when you start that, I guarantee you, your recipe for happiness, you're going to be able to help yourself to happiness. All right, go out and make it an incredible day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.